Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Epidemic by Suzanne Young, read by Rebecca Ross.
Part 1. Everything in its Wrong Place. Chapter 1. My entire life is a lie. I'm nothing more than a carefully crafted story about a dead girl, a recently discovered truth that's left me questioning my existence. I was brought in to close out her life, but somehow I forgot mine along the way. I don't remember my real name or my real family. I truly thought I was Quinlan McKee. But now, I'm nobody. The tires roll over a bump in the road, rattling the windows of the bus, and I sway in my padded seat. The world moves past me in silhouettes against the darkening night. My fingertips tingle and my lips are numb. Cold sweat beads on my skin. I think I'm in shock. Deacon sits next to me, the music from his earbuds playing loudly enough for me to hear a faint hum. We're on an evening bus to Roseburg, Oregon, a poorly planned trip to find my identity. But now I know we're heading toward an uncertain future. I thought Deacon and I had finally figured each other out, found a way to be together despite all the lies surrounding me. But the last 20 minutes have cured me of such naive thinking. I look sideways at Deacon and study his features, seeking out his misdirection.